people are receiving phone calls at their home, their residences, and sometimes on their cell phones from an individual who is identifying himself as a Lieutenant John Roberts of the Green Up, is the way he says it. We say it Green Up around here, but he's of the Green Up County Sheriff's Department Warrant Squad, which we don't have a warrant squad. And he's telling people a few different varieties of a story, but basically you didn't show up for jury duty or you didn't pay a ticket, something along those lines. And because they didn't show up for court, he's saying that there is a warrant for their arrest and that they can avert being arrested or avoid being arrested if they will send him a payment of, usually it's anywhere from $400 to $800 or $1,000, and he advises them they can't send checks. He tells them that they have to go to a CVS pharmacy or one of the other chain pharmacies and get a certain kind of money order. He's telling them that if they'll get a money order and give it to him, that the warrant will be dismissed. Of course, that's not how we do business here, and that's not how any police department that I know of does business. And as far as I know, at this point, there has only been one person who has actually sent the money. We have already pretty much pinpointed where the individual is, and we just don't know exactly who he is yet. I can tell you that ours is not the only jurisdiction that it has happened in.
Yeah, I've heard that this has happened in other counties, you know, in our general vicinity.
Yeah, and even other states.
Since this is happening in Greenup County and other states, Ohio and other states too, in the area, what should people look for, I mean, to make sure that the call they would get from law enforcement, whether it be a police department or a sheriff's department, is actually a legitimate call?
The first and foremost thing is the mere fact that someone is telling you there's a warrant on you, and as a police officer, if you give me money, I'll get rid of the warrant. That is not how any police agency works, and a police officer is not going to accept cash. Secondly, an officer who calls you and just identifies himself by name, most people have caller ID on their phone. If we call someone, unless it's on an undercover dope deal or something, if we call someone from the sheriff, from our office here, first of all, the number's not going to be blocked, and it's going to come up Greenup County Sheriff's Office. Also, a good thing to do is if you get a call like that, anything even resembling that, just immediately call my office and verify that someone, first of all, by that name works here, and second of all, verify that somebody from this office has called them.
Greenup County, Kentucky Sheriff Keith Cooper says his department and the U.S. Secret Service are investigating the scammer pretending to be from the sheriff's office. I'm Steve Hirschberg.